he grew, whatever he eats, everything, that he becomes perfect. Since we were understanding God's perfectly, not perfectly, meaningless. Nobody can understand God perfectly. That is not possible. That is not in our capacity. God is so great. We are so small. But to our small understanding, whatever we can know, that are described in different kinds of teachers, and Bhagavad Gita is also another description of the truth, absolute truth. So here Krishna says that anyone who understands these absolute truths, all the activities, all the purpose, all the appearance, disappearance, about God, what is God, what are these activities, just like we have got our activities, we have got our identification. Similarly, God has got his identification, his activity, his form, everything. Now one has to understand what is that. It is something big bomb. Big bomb means it is not like this material. It is spiritual. So that is a spiritual fact. So the result is that janma karma means big bomb. Evam yo desi tapa. Tapata means truth, tangible. 2 + 2 = 4. This is called tapa, truth. Similarly, anyone who understands the science of God, then the result will be tapta deham. By quitting this body, we have to quit, leave this body, that is a fact. He will also not remain in this body, I will not also remain in this body. But before quitting this body, before leaving this body, if we can simply understand what is God, doesn't matter what you are doing, you remain occupied in your duty, you remain what you are, it doesn't matter. Simply try to understand what is God and what are his activities. Then you become liberated. So much facility is offered. And the Bhagavad Gita is there, you can understand. With all your reasons, with all your arguments, with all your senses, what is God? It is nothing. Dogmatic. It's all these levels below the Peter. Unfortunately, they have decided that God is God. How God can be there? This is another absurdity. You are not dead. How God can be dead? So there is no question of God being dead. He is always present, just like sun is always present. Only the rascals, they say there is no sun. There is sun. It is out of your sight. That's all. Similarly, because we cannot see God, therefore God is dead. It is rascal. It is not very good country. So one has to understand that is God, is God. So Krishna says, anyone who understands this philosophy, the science of God, philosophy, God is science of science. So that's why I use this word science. So science of God, then after leaving this body, saptadeham punajjama, no idea. He does not come back again to test his conditional material form. Then he says, no. He says, how many things are my dear God, that person comes to me. That means you are transferred to the spiritual kingdom or God's kingdom, and just like he has present here face to face. You can go there and see and talk, everything is there, simply by understanding. And for that understanding, here is Bhagavad Gita. So why don't you take this advantage? We are trying to place before you Bhagavad Gita. We are not charging anything, please, for coming and giving me $35 or $50. No, we are distributing this knowledge. Please come. And then there is no loss on your part, but there is so much gain. And try to understand it. Science is the result will be Tattabhi Hang Punajjanma Nehti Ma Nehti Ka. If you simply can understand this trivial thing, what is God? That's all. Then you have got beauty. As soon as you know your relationship with God, then you have got some duty. Oh, when you are engaged in such duties, then you are already delivered the stage. You are already delivered the stage. Simply by understanding God, you become liberated. Your attitude is there, you can enter. Kappadi hankunajjanma naiti mahaiti kham. Thank you very much. Is that clear?
You said it was illusion. It was death. And then it became the body of Jesus. Now, when we think, we remember, what correlation is there between I talked to Jerry before about the horizontal and the vertical. And I
don't know if it's a matter of why we forget. Yes, it is intelligent for that. You forget because you have got this material body, and because the material body is changing every moment, every second, that's what you forget. It is not. You are forgetting. You do not know what exactly you are doing at this time because your body has changed. Similarly, you do not exactly remember last year on this day at this time what you are doing because body has changed. Similarly, it is the nature of the body to change and you forget. That is the nature of this material body. But if you constantly remain in Krishna consciousness, that means you stand on the spiritual platform. In the spiritual platform you don't forget Krishna. In the material platform, you forget so many things. But in the spiritual platform, you don't forget Krishna and Krishna's duty. So if you can continue in that way, then you continue in spiritual platform, and the result will be that after getting out of this body, you are spiritually situated. So we have to continue the spiritual stand on spiritual platform by Krishna consciousness, always remembering Krishna. Satatam smartabham satatam Vishnu. Ismartabham najavish. This is God. You have to remember always Krishna, Vishnu. That is called meditation. That is called samadhi. The samadhi, the meditation which is going on, meditation means always thinking of Vishnu. That is meditation. So this Krishna consciousness is perfect meditation. Always thinking. And it is certified in Bhagavad Gita. Yojanamati Sarvesam మొదట అంతరాత్మన పద్గతి అంతరాత్మన సత్యావాన్ నగతి ధూమాన్ తమై విస్తృతం. కృష్ణ సే హీ ఫస్ట్ క్లాస్ యోగి ఈజ్ కాన్స్టెంట్లీ ఇన్ కృష్ణ కాన్షియస్నెస్ సత్యావాన్ నగతి ధూమాన్ ఇన్ ఫేత్ అండ్ డివోషన్ ఆల్ ఇస్ రిమెంబర్ ఇన్ కృష్ణ హరి కృష్ణ హరి కృష్ణ 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 హరి హరి తమై విస్తృతమం అత యోగినామీ సర్వేసా of all the yogis. They have opened so many classes of yoga class. Somebody is advertising that you can remain young, you can have better sex power, or you can reduce your body fat. So that is also possible, that you can do by ordinary exercise. But real purpose of yoga is to concentrate the mind on Vishnu Hall. That is true. So that is Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is the highest professional stage of yoga practice.
When
we first came
to this name,
Krishna and Krishna's name is not different.
Sometimes we forget who are you. By addressing your Krishna, then we can remember our duty or just use it.
Yes, we remember. If you remember Krishna, then you remember all duties. If you remember, suppose you are working in an office, if you remember that you have to go to such office at such and such time, that means you remember all the duties of your office. That is automatic. It is not that while you are going in the office, on the way, you know what you have to go do there. But because you are remembering the office, that means automatically you are there. Dormant stage. Vishnu means all pervading God. God is everywhere. Just like the sun is a planet, and there is a sun god also. In each and every planet, there is a predominating deity. Just like in this planet, we have got a predominating man, president. Similarly, in each and every planet, there is a predominating living creature. In the sun planet, the predominating living creature is called sun god. In the moon planet, the predominating deity is called moon god. And similarly, there are millions of planets and there is a predominating deity. So, similarly, the original planet, Krishna Loka, the predominant deity is Krishna, he is Vishnu. So, just like the sun is situated in the particular planet, but the sun's shine is spread all over the universe. Similarly, Krishna Vishnu, although he is in his planet, his energy is distributed all over the universe. Therefore, he is all pervading. Vishnu means all pervading God. He is everywhere. Annantarastam paramanushayantaram. He is within this universe. He is within the atoms. He is within you also. He is sarasarubhutanam vishvete of jinatishtha. So Vishnu means all pervading. But by our material conception, we think that anything which is all pervading, how it can be localized personal. That is our material concept. Just like I am sitting here, you are sitting here, you cannot be all pervading. But your mind, because it is finite, the mind can be in so many places. Similarly, when you are still finite intelligence, you are still finite spirit soul, you can also become all present. At the present moment, we are empowered, cognizant by the covering of this material body. Therefore, our endeavor should be how we get out of the material body. That formula I have already explained, that tattā dehaṁ punarjanmanaiti. If you simply understand what is God, simply by this understanding, tattā dehaṁ, after leaving this body, punarjanmanaiti, you can't get it, get any more of this material body. Simply try to understand what is Vishnu. Then you become as good as a Vishnu. First of all, you understand Vishnu, that he is all pervading. So, Vishnu, because he has a spiritual body, similarly, when you get your spiritual body, how you can get? By understanding Vishnu. That was the Vedic mantra. Vedic mantra is Tadvishnam Paramam Padam Sadapasanti Suraya. The Suraya, those who are demigods or aliens, their destination is Vishnu. But ordinary men, they do not know that. Nati Vidhu Sasadati Vishnu. They do not know that their ultimate goal of life is to understand Vishnu. Why? Durasayadi Vahiratamayana. They are trying to become perfect with this material condition. That is not possible. You have to know Vishnu. Then you become perfect. Otherwise, you have to change this body one after another. Bhutya, bhutya, paliyate. You have one body, you remain for some time, then it is destroyed, you get reduced to another body, again enter into the womb of mother, again form your body, some little pulse-like body into this body, and go to your higher status, in your younger age, then again become dwindle, become old man, and it can vanish. So, vutta, vutta, paliyate, everything material will have to change like this. And there are 8,400,000 of different kinds of bodies, and you have to evolve in the cycle of this body. So if you want to get out of this circulation, continuous, then here is the formula. Tattādehaṁ punarjanma naiti māmu sikam. Simply try to understand what is God, the Vishnu. Then you get that opportunity. What do you mean? Understand me? Simply hear and get out from the other.
What do you mean, Madam? We can't understand the picture of our Lord.
Huh?
We can't understand the picture of our Lord.
Yeah. It's a material mind. When you are Krishna conscious, that quality of mind to change. The mind, the understanding of God, is simply the infiltration of the senses. Atat Sri Krishna Namadi Nabhave Graiham Indriye. By the present senses, you cannot understand what is God, what is His name, what is His quality, what is His form, what are our activities. Now, you have to learn this, because you can say, basic also, you have to learn. So, now he, as he says, that mind, of course, with this mind, you cannot understand, you cannot think of Krishna. With this tongue, you cannot chant Hare Krishna. With these ears, you cannot hear what is Hare Krishna. With these eyes, you cannot see what is Krishna. But, if you purify, just like cataract eyes cannot see, but if you purify your eyes, then you can see everything. The eyes will remain everything, but you have to purify. The process is purification. Sevan mukhehi juhado. That purification takes place when you engage yourself in the service of Krishna. So this Krishna consciousness movement means to engage a person in the service of Krishna. That's why the temple is Krishna. You wipe out the floors, you decorate it, collect flowers, engage your eyes to hear about Krishna, engage your tongue for chanting Hare Krishna. So, engage your eyes to see the deity, engage your legs to go to the temple. In this way, if you engage your senses, present senses, for Krishna consciousness, then it becomes very, very simple. And you, Krishna becomes in me. Sevan mukhihi juhadam strong, you cannot see Krishna. But when you are anchored, when you are purified, Krishna reveals himself to you. By your eyes, if you say, Krishna, please come, I will see you. That will not happen. Krishna is not your order supply. He wants to see you, how much you are qualified to see. When you are qualified, you see. He is everywhere. Simply you have to make your eyes to see him. That's all. And this is the problem, Krishna consciousness. Sevan mukhi juhado swami vapulatva. He. Similarly, it is confirmed in the Narada Pancharatra. Sarvabhavidhinimuktam tatparatvena nirmala. We have to become first of all free from our bathing. If I think I'm American, if I think I'm Christian, if I think I'm Indian, if I think I'm Hindu, if I think I'm Muslim, if I think I'm this or that, these are all bathingness. When you are free from the designation, sarvapadhi dhinimuktam. And what is that freedom? I am Krishna. That's all. I am not American, not Indian, not Hindu, not Muslim, not Christian. I am Krishna, the God. That is sarvapadhinimuktam. And as you are convinced that you are God, that Krishna, then engage yourself, not in the designated service, but Krishna service. Tatparatena nirmala. Then everything will be purified. Your eyes will be purified, your ears will be purified, your legs, everything, all senses will be purified. When your senses are purified, rishikena rishikesa sevana bhakti rucha. When with that purified senses, ऋषिकेश हिमसेल्फ कृष्णा ज्ञान ही ऋषिकेश ऋषिकेश मीन्स द मास्टर ऑफ सेल्फ गोविंद गोविंद ऑल्सो मीन्स द मास्टर ऑफ सेल्फ सो इट इज सेंस His hands, his eyes, everything. I am not the proprietor. Practically, the proprietor is Krishna. So when you engage your all the senses in the sadhan, in the service of the master of the senses, that is called bhakti. Rishikena, Rishikesa, Sevanam, Bhakti Rishikena. That Rishikena, that senses, must be purified. How? Sarva-bhavijani muktam. Being released free from all diseases. But the difficulty is that we are not free from diseases. We are thinking, oh, I am Christian. Or I am Hindu. I am this, I am that. Nobody is thinking that I am Krishna, I am God. But this designation disease has to be first of all pure. Then you become pure. So long you keep your designation, you are not pure. You are in the material condition. Therefore, Tatopadi Dinimuttam, Tatparatena Nirmalam, Rishikena Rishikesa Devanam Vakri. It is Vakri. You have to be free from all diseases. Then, when you begin sadly, then Krishna reveals himself. Sritham satapajuttanam bhajatam kriti-bhūpatam dadāmi buddhi-yūvankam kriti-jinyu, kriti-intelligent. When? Sritham satapajuttanam bhajatam kriti-bhūpatam. When he is in love and faith and he is in my church, then my brother will say, Krishna will talk to you. He will be good, that's all I have. But he talks with you when you are qualified. So this Krishna consciousness means to make you qualify. Qualify to talk with Krishna, to see Krishna, to understand Krishna. And then, sattādi hankurajyanma, then it's bhakti. By quitting this body, no more you are going to accept the material body. That is the karma. Form all people. This is a simple problem. That you are not dictionary. You have to answer all these questions. What Chandra Sankha? What business you have got Chandra Sankha? That is the rule asked from Krishna. Chandra Sankha, if you come to know, if he is doing right, that is his purpose. Chandra means moon, you instead. That moon is giving you light, that's all. Everyone knows, the child knows. Chandra Sankha, what is that? Chandra Sankha is to give light at night, that's all. Any fool knows. There is no question. He must then put some intelligence to understand Krishna. Chandra Sankha and Chandra means moon. The moon Sankha, everyone knows what is difficulty. You should have at least this common sense. To reply. Chandra Sankha is to reply, that's all. Yes. The Shankar Engineer Sankha, come here. Everyone knows. Is that called Shankar Engineer? The Cavalier? Similarly, they are like that. Different kinds of engineers. Chemical engineer, what? Water work engineer, life department engineer, that's all. First of all, try to understand what is your function. Then try to understand what is other function. Your function is to become present of Krishna. That's how you can know. There are millions and trillions of other means. What is the function? Here, you have to see what is your function. That is, sarva-bhidhinmuktam tat-parasena-nirmalam rishikena-rishikesa-sevanam-bhakti-vichyate. You have to purify your senses and be engaged in the service of Krishna. You have to first of all see whether I am actually in my own function. That is the sarva-dharmān-parityajya-māmekaṁ-saranam-bhaya. That is the function. We have to give up all other functions simply to be engaged in Krishna's function. That is my reason. So, everyone's function is that. Chandra, function is giving light under the order of Krishna. He's present of Krishna.